Okay, so that's the LLPAs. So those are all the adjustments that you have when it comes to all this stuff. So your credit score is the biggest thing, and what they call your loan to value. We go back up through here, and you're going to see right across the top, this is actually what they call the loan to value. So how much money did you put down? That's up through there. Okay, so those are the criteria behind it. The good news behind all this is I got a video coming out Saturday. I had it actually professionally done, kind of sort of. It was just $20, but it is launching on Saturday. So check it out. Here's what we do. I went over to the CFPB and I went line by line, because every person that we start a loan with, as soon as they get the loan estimate, and this is what you're going to get when you apply for a loan, folks. Okay, so you put in your application. So let's say you're already screened through. You're putting your application in with us, because let me explain what I do. So who do you go to? You go to the bank, your credit union, whomever. Well, when you go to that bank, you're getting their approval. Like, where were we at? U.S. Bank. You're getting approved by them that day, and you get their rate sheet for that day. Okay, that's all the stuff that they can offer you. You go to your credit union. They're awesome. They treat you well. They know you. They're in your local community. They do a fantastic job. But here's what we do. Instead of you, how do you shop? Well, you're going to go to the credit union, then you're going to go to the bank, and then you're going to go to Wells Fargo, then you're going to go to Rocket Mortgage. I hope you don't go to Rocket Mortgage or Rate.com. So, you're going to go to some of those places. Please don't, because then you have to get, all these other quotes. What we do here is it's one application, one credit pool. We're going to really, pull your credit, and then we're going to compare your loan with a whole bunch of different lenders. But we're not here for that. We're here for these things. So here's what I want to explain to you. When you put in your application for your mortgage, you're going to get a package. It's probably going to be like 80 pages long. Okay, there's three pages in there I want you to grab. It's called the loan estimate. Okay, this is where it all lives. This is all you care about. You don't care what they had on their advertisements this is the numbers, folks. So what I want to do just briefly with you is go through these line items with you just real fast and show you the areas you really need to focus in on, and then the areas that you there's no need to even clearly monitor, because they're monitored by regulations. Okay, so I'm going to show you those here in a second. So I'll go through it briefly. But here's the loan estimate. Again, this is the most important thing. The first thing right at the top, this is number one on the page of the CFPB, your name. Okay, please make sure you type your name in right. I got in an argument with one lady one time. She was adamant that I messed up her name. And I'm like, you put in the application. I even showed her the URL link that, did it all. So whatever. So make sure you put in your information here. Then it's going to go through your address and everything else. And then what it's going to do is go over what kind of loan are you getting? Is it an FHA? Are you buying a house? Is how much money are you putting down? All those things through there. Then it's going to give you the loan amount. All right, then it's going to give you the rate. Okay, this rate and these payments right through here, this is the rate, and this is what your payment's going to be without taxes and interest and everything else. But again, this is just a rate. We're okay. That's the rate they quote us. There's so much more to this story. Okay, so let's go down. So if you got a $162,000 loan with a rate at 3.875, this is from the CFPB, folks, not from me. Your payment would be $761.78. That's just for the loan. Okay, but when you buy a house, there's other things. And they're called, basically, we call it the escrow. If in most cases, most people are required, because you don't put, a lot of people don't put down 20%. So you're required to what they call escrow. That's putting in your loan to pay your real estate taxes and your homeowner's insurance as they come due. So we have to add to this payment every month what those numbers would be. So what we do is we get your homeowner's insurance and we get your real estate tax bill. We add those up and divide it by 12 and add that to the payment. That number drops in right down through here. Okay, this is what's called your escrow. So make sure you look at this. It should be accurate. This is where D.R. Horton got in a huge amount of trouble. They were selling homes to people, but what they were doing here is they were using a tax bill based on the raw land. And they got the people in the home, they got them qualified. But what happened was, think of when they build on your lot, the lot value is what, $5,000? But once you build the house, it's worth $500,000. Okay, so they were paying taxes on just the lot. Then once these people start getting payments after like 12 months, their taxes got reassessed and their house payments went up $500, $600, $700, maybe $1,000 a month because they were way under assessed. So if you see this number, you might say, okay, that number's fantastic. Please be careful, because it might be completely wrong. Okay, and this is an area where I'm going to show you here in a second where you really, really need to pay attention to. Down through here, this is going to tell you how much money this loan is costing you. It is a little bit, I won't say deceptive, because some of these, what they call charges, is basically money to pre-fund your escrow. So let's get over to the next page. And folks, I know I was talking about how do you get what rate, but all these, what I want to explain to you guys is at the start of this, this is where, you know, how you figure out what kind of rate you're going to get. Okay. But once you get that rate quote and they tell you all this stuff, that's great. Write it down, get an email, but then you're going to get the disclosure package. This is the biggest piece of that package. Okay. So page two, this, I can't zoom it in because I lose it off the screen, I think. Let me try it. It is the most important. I don't care about really any of the other pages. Right here. I'm sorry. It's perfect. Right through here. All I ever tell people is this. When you call me, I'm like, I don't care about, give me the rates, and then let's go to page two, section A. That's all I want to know. And here it is. This is where everything is told. Okay, they're going to tell you the origination fee. Is there an origination fee? Okay, you're paying 0.25 in loan amount points. What is it? I don't know. It's $400. Application fee, $300. Underwriting fee, $1,097. Everybody has these. No, everybody doesn't have these. And then what is a point? Oh, you know, that's just to get you a little bit better rate. Don't go for that. What's my rate without all this crap? That's what you really want to know. Okay, so that's the biggest piece of the puzzle I want to show you guys there. Let's scroll down a little bit. Now, here's an area. You can't do anything about it. I'll put it that way. We have to order an appraisal. We have as the lender or whoever lender you goes through. They have to order the appraisal on your behalf. Okay, so that's a set fee. We use companies. There's major companies throughout the whole country we all have to use. So these prices are all pretty much the same everywhere you go. So the appraisal, credit report, there's three or four credit agencies in the country as well. So all these are basically predetermined numbers by states, regulations, and things like that. But then you go down through here, and here's things you can shop for. Okay, but in most cases, when you're buying a house, you're stuck using the builder, maybe the seller, and they determine this. And when you're buying your house, this area could be huge. These numbers could be three, four, five, six. I've seen these at $10,000. But when you're refinancing, usually these are a fraction of what they are. Like in Illinois, if I were to buy my house, this would probably be $8,000-$9,000. I'm refinancing, it's $995. So this is an area too where you can shop. But here's what I want you to understand. Companies will deceive you here. They'll just come in here and say, okay, well, Dan, I know Dan's, he's going to send the disclosures. They're going to be accurate. So I know they're going to be $3,198. Well, here, I'm going to beat Dan's quote. I'm going to go in here and just fudge the title search. Let's make that $100. Okay. They can do that because I don't know what title company you're using, nor do they. So it's legal? Yeah, it's legal. Is it ethical? I'm not going to do it. I'm going to be as accurate as I can with you guys because at the final end of this, you're going to get the final numbers. And the last thing I want is you mad at me and start posting that Dan's, you know, he didn't do what he said he was going to do. Okay, so then you get down through here and you're going to see what the total loan costs are. All right, so then let's get over to this side. And here's some other areas. The recording fees and the government transfer fees. So what happens is, shoot, you guys can't see that. My apologies. These are recordings. So what we do is we take your deeds and your mortgages down to the courthouse and we get them filed. All right, that's that section there. So it is a whatever your state fees. The next piece is your prepaids. This is your homeowner's insurance. This is the escrow section I was talking about. We have to pre-fund your loan. So what happens is, let's think of it this way, and this is where it gets a little bit confusing. I'm going to try to make it as easy as I can. Let's say your homeowner's insurance runs from January to January, okay? But you refinance in, or you refinance in June, okay? So half of the year is paid for, the other half isn't. Okay, so what happened is when you refinance, we might have to hold some extra money because you might not have enough in that account when your tax bill comes due. So when your tax bill comes due next year, are we going to have enough in your account at that time? Because normally when you close on your home or you refinance, you have two months usually, you don't have to make a payment. So I think that's 2 months that you're not going to make a payment that should be added into your escrow that's not. So that's why we have to pre-fund it into this. So this is another number where people can come in and say, okay, Dan's going to disclose 6 months. I'm going to disclose one. I beat Dan. I can just say, okay, I got the same rate as Dan, but his title fees are $1,000 more than me, and his escrow fees are $1,000 more than me too. I beat him by $2,000. And then when you go to the closing, the numbers were exactly what I told you at the beginning. So the next thing is down through here, we continue on with the escrows. You will have title and an owner's title policy that you are welcome to buy. That's going to be presented to you by the title agencies. And then down through here, here's another big piece of the equation, lender credits. Okay, now this is huge when it comes to if you're building a house or if you're using a broker. A lot of times we'll broker loans. Okay, so what will happen is I always tell people most of the time, your Section 8 up here is going to be zero. Most of the times when we do this, you don't want to pay fees. And there's sometimes where you might have, you know, you might pay some fees because if it makes sense. There's sometimes it might, you know, we might be able to buy down your rate another eighth of a percent for $100 or $200. I'd buy it down. No, in a heartbeat. And I'll explain to you why. But what you'll see a lot of times up through here is you'll see, oh, there's a $4,000 fee, broker fee. Dan, what are you doing to me? Well, go down through here and you'll see a lender credit. Basically, what it's saying is the lender is actually giving you a credit to cover that cost. Okay, so we explain these in the videos that we send you guys. And then down through here, it's basically just a combination of all those numbers. So let's rewind a little bit. You started going down this search and you're like, okay, these Google searches are, they're pretty cool. Rates seem to be fantastic. But then once you go down that pigeonhole, you're like, okay, I'm stuck. Okay, so now what do I do? So I use my bank. Who do I use? This is where we come into play again.